This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say the first confirmed case of Omicron in El Paso County is a man in his 40s who has had a booster shot. He has mild symptoms and has been traveling within the U.S. Omicron is now the most prominent COVID strain in the country. Colorado has 1,086 patients hospitalized with COVID as of yesterday. Dr. Bill Berman is with Denver Health and says a recent spread of the virus at Cornell University underscores the risk.
97% of the people are vaccinated and they're having a substantial outbreak. That just is a case example of the risks of this Omicron variant. And we all need to respect that.
The 7-day average positivity rate is more than 5% in Colorado, which experts say is a sign of trouble. Airborne transmission of infectious respiratory particles plays a key role in spreading coronavirus. CSU researchers studied playing instruments, singing, and talking and found singing produced 77% more aerosols than talking, and adults produced 62% more aerosols than minors. Dr. Dan Goebel directs CSU's School of Music, Theater, and Dance.
Having the information allowed us to create what we call layered risk mitigation protocols.
Goebel says they've set extra time between classes and performance rooms for better ventilation and require a 6-foot distance during voice lessons. They also require masks and vaccinations. This is CPR News.